Take a few deep, long breaths and release. Then relax your body, relax your mind. Experience relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Just maintain that wholesome thought or skillful thoughts in your mind. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath, which is your life. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. If you are distracted, bring your attention back. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now you can bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself. Now I am going to do a short chant to give blessings to all of you. Please listen to this chant mindfully and attentively. Receive the blessings. Bahun sahasma binim mit sa yudhantang Girimekalang udit ghor sasen marang danadidham vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani nalagiring gajavarang atimant bhutang Davangi chank masaniva sudarunantang mitambusek vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani May you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay. I am not an American. Okay. However, I came to this country. I learn your language. It was very challenging. Even we can express when we talk and when we share the wisdom. It is a very challenging because language is very limited. Because I am not born into it. Now I am very confused when I am going to Sri Lanka. my Sri Lankan language changed too. Certain words when I'm using with my family or my friends, they misunderstand. Then couple of time I was thinking I said something perfect. They got miss, you know, they received the wrong message. One of my friend finally pointed out, I don't feel it, I don't see it myself. Your Sri Lankan language skill also change. Why? I'm not writing anymore. I'm very less I'm using, because most of my life I'm moving with local American people. Even I'm not perfect in your language either. Now I'm not perfect that one or this one. So anyway, when I go to Sri Lanka, when I'm giving talk or something in my language, Sinhala, sometimes very difficult to bring the words. Why? Those words are not using anymore. I'm not using. So however, I'm managing it. So why I'm telling you this, certain things when I say in English, if you really focus on the word, you don't get it. Make sense? Why? You don't see my intention. So therefore I'm asking, always I'm reminding people, don't listen to my words, listen to my heart. We call the heart dharma. Okay? I'm going to make a statement. If you want to be a joyful person, what we should do? Kill your mind. That's why I say don't misunderstand my words. If you want to live joyfully, I think that's the best thing. Better to kill your mind. When you use the word kill, kind of negative connotation we have in our system. Killing. So yesterday I had the thought in my mind, that's what I should do. I had to kill my mind. So,
this might be a weird question.
Okay. That's what I'm going to tell.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I'm ahead
of you. Okay. So, then, how we are going to kill our own mind? We have to make a plan. When people are doing, we need tools to kill. We need the weapon, or knife, or gun, or something, some tools we are using to kill. So, what tools we are going to use for killing our mind? I was traveling, I was in Las Vegas. Now this boy is now 22 or 23 years old. I know him as a baby. Because they are my host family, mother and father and son. So every time when I go there, he's always good reader and he's drawing a lot. You know, kids always drawing pictures for the guests. And he always, I have so many children drawing for me and I'm collecting them because one day I want to show it them. And so this boy, one day, he drew a picture. So I am sitting and meditating. According to his vision, I'm sitting and meditating. Then he said, this is Bhante. Then, above me, there's a helicopter or airplane. I'm meditating. Then that helicopter putting bombs. there is no connection, right? Monk is meditating and there is a plane, you know, putting the bombs. Then I said, Keta, his name is Keta. I said, Keta, this is not really match. I'm meditating, why you are putting bombs? Then he said, Bhante, there's something deep teaching. Helicopter putting the love bombs, love, compassion bombs. I knew he's not thinking when he's drawing that picture. He's not thinking like that. However, he knows how to say things. He's smart. He know my background, where I'm coming from. He knew what I'm thinking. He said, no, that's not, you know, the really dangerous bomb. Those are love bombs. How smart kids are. So, therefore, how you are going to kill your mind? What is her, you know, comment? We have to kill our mind with gentleness, with loving kindness, with compassion. When we are doing killing, why I use the word killing? To bring your attention into your mind. So then, more you understand about yourself, you can kill your mind. Then you can live your life. So, use the gentleness and loving kindness and compassion to kill your annoying mind. It is so annoying. What is the biggest enemy for your mind? Yourself. Go a little bit more. Yes, your ego is the biggest enemy for your mind. How you are going to kill him or her? That's very challenging. Can you live without ego? Huh? You cannot. Yes. So therefore, for survival purpose, we need your ego. We need your I, or my, or mine. Why is that? To survive. So how about this? We can say, that ego I use for my living purpose, or survival purpose. That is, I can call healthy ego. Healthy. That ego not really hurting you. For only you use it for survival purpose. If you don't understand that, your ego is, I call, a silent killer. It's a brutal killer. Now I was talking about the loving killing, loving kindness killing, but when you have a big head, big ego in your mind, that's a brutal destroying yourself. Yes, we need ego to live, talk, express ourselves, but in depth is ruining ourselves if you don't understand that. So, now this is the September, what is the date today? 10th, right? Tomorrow, what is the day? 9-11. Okay, 9-11, I was in Asia somewhere, then that day I'm heading to Chicago. When I was in London, Heathrow Airport, my transit, now I'm in the Heathrow Airport, inbound planes to the United States, going crazy, whole airport. That time, you remember, there is no this much security or checking when you go through the gate or before. Now, no idea, lots of security, every passenger they are checking in details. Long lines. So now I can see I'm waiting in line. I can see people are depressed. And also people who are working in the airport, they are not happy. They are angry. Why? They all trying to figure it out. So people who are working at the airport, they do their job according to the instructions. The passengers, no clues. The workers are mad and upset. Passengers are in fear and disappointed. Now there's a big conflict. I can see some people are arguing. Even some passengers are arguing each other, like husband and wife too. I can see it's a big mess. But by myself, I'm kind of looking around and watching. It's like a big show. So then I was thinking, everybody was checking, I'm in trouble too. My skin color, way I dress, they don't care. So anyway, I surrender, whatever it is. So then I'm going through the checking. Now they are keep checking. The man who was checking on me, he said, I'm very sorry. Whatever you are wearing this robe, I call the outer robe, you had to remove it. Now think about it. All the hundreds of thousands of people around, I had to take off my robes at the airport. If somebody asks you like that, how do you feel? Be a little. So I was thinking for a moment, I felt a little uncomfortable feeling. You know, I can take it off, no problem. But all the people, then I become like a monkey in a zoo. Because I'm an interested person, interested dress I'm wearing. Now people are kind of looking at me. Then that moment, I'm so grateful for my practice. I realize the problem is not taking off my robe. Problem is my mind. Then I was changed my perspective. I was thinking, they are doing their job. They are doing their security check. Who knows? Maybe another terrorist leader can walk like wearing a robe. Who knows, right? Things can happen like that. Then I thought, okay, I'm ready to take it off. I did it. But I wasn't upset. I was maintain my love, my compassion. He's like his 30s. Then I was smiling, I took a robe, did everything, whatever he asked. Then while he was doing it, because I didn't put any negative energy to this man, but I felt his stressful day, that day, and while he's checking on me, he said, you are a very interesting person, I think. Then I asked, why? All the checking I was doing today, so many hours, people are so mad, so mean to me, so rude to me, but I am following my instructions, giving my authorities. But you didn't react to it. You didn't get upset about it. So then he asked me, who are you? What are you doing? I said, I'm monkeying around. I'm a monk. And my job is monkeying around. So then he asked, where do you go? I said, I go to Chicago. I said, you are going to a very interesting destination. So how do you feel about your mind right now? I said, I don't know. I don't know right now because the situation happened. I surrendered. Then he said, you are the only person today who accepted what I am doing peacefully. You are the only person accepted my work peacefully. Everybody was so mad. I don't like to do this job. Then he asked, how long you are going to wait for your transit? I said, I have 4 hours. I have to wait here at the airport. Then he said, within next hour, I have a break. I would like to talk to you a little bit more. I said, sure. Then I said, after I go out, there's a, you know, food court area. You never miss me because you can look for me. I will be there waiting for you. So then he came. Then we talk. He asked about the teaching. He asked about the meditation. So we had a long talk. Now I can see he's joyful. He wants to learn. Then he asked me, is there any recommendation around London I can go and meditate? Then I made a couple of suggestions, the places I know. So then that's it. The story is over. Okay, story is over. Then, after a few years later, what happened? I went to UK, United Kingdom, for teaching. So, I did a couple of classes. When I was visiting one of my friend's temple, so we were text messaging back and forth. And so, one of the monks, he sent me a message. One of your friends are waiting to meet you. Then I thought, I don't have that many friends in London. Who is that? Maybe somebody Sri Lankan. Maybe somebody knows me from my childhood or something like that. I'm making my own judgment. So when I go there, then I saw that young man waiting. He's a white guy. Then he was looking at me and smiled like a friend. Then he asked me, do you remember me? I said, no, not at all. Because I meet so many people. Do you remember somebody checked you 9/11 attack at the airport? Then I was kind of recollecting my thought. I said, yes, I do remember. That's me. Then I asked him, what are you doing here? No, I come to the temple now. Because you introduced me to this temple. How interesting. Not only that. Now I am principal of the Sunday school. Now think about it. He joined the temple. Now he is teaching Buddhism to the children. That day he didn't have no idea about the Buddhist teaching, meditation at all. Now he is teaching for Sunday school children at the temple. So it is a very powerful story to me. Now think about that day, because of my egotistical mind. Now think about like other people, get mad, upset, angry, disappointed. Then I'm rude to that man. Do you think that man ever get this opportunity and chance to practice and do good in the world? So good thing about even that moment before I talked to him, I killed myself. That's what I'm telling you. I killed myself. That means I totally surrendered the mystery, the situation, then I handled it. That's why I said, sometime we have to kill this mind. If you too much about self and I, it is always hurting to so many people. Not only so many people, hurting to you also. So I think, I really believe if you can do that, if you are sitting somewhere, it is helping for people you are sitting. If you are looking at somebody with that mindset, your look is helping somebody. With that mindset, if you are smiling to somebody, you are helping that person. With that mindset, if you go and touch somebody with love, you are helping somebody. So that means your body, your actions, your reactions, your feeling, emotions, and selfless. Now I'm asking you all, can you become that kind of person? To do that, let's kill our mind. If you are really stay, I am the person, I am the man, you know, I do everything, it doesn't work like that. But as Mike said, you know, you can use that word, self, to talk the situation. I have to say that too. I'm talking about my story. Now think about sometimes people come here to meditate. Even coming to the temple to meditate, I was closely watching some people. Only thing, instead of killing self, they are building the self. Even coming to the temple. It is very interesting. I will tell you one story. Long time ago, after meditation, one lady came to me and emotional and crying. I was thinking she is going through difficult day to day. That's what I was thinking. I said, why you are so emotional and crying? Pante, I'm really mad right now. I asked, why? I'm coming to the temple last 6 years. I said, oh, so why you are mad then? No, today I came little late. I know a couple of people came little late today, which is okay. Things happen, traffic, I understand that. I came little late. Every time when I come to the temple, I always sit on the front row, left side of you, the third cushion. I said, why are you crying for that? So then she said, no, Bhante, somebody's sitting my cushion. I was sitting there last 6 years. Now think about it. In this building happened. Then sometime way I react, a little bit rude and mean too, depend on the situation. Because otherwise I cannot run this place. And so, I said, did you pay for that cushion? Or did you bring that cushion from your home? She said, no, I didn't pay for that. But I was sitting there last 6 years. Now think about it, very interesting. Being sitting there 6 years, what she did? She put eye into that cushion. Now she believes, after 6 years later, she believes, that's my cushion. Now think of how you are creating difficulties and challenges and problems and sadness in our mind. Now think about, now Gus, you are sitting on that chair. You know, this hour you are sitting there.
I'm taking this with me, right?
Right, exactly. Now think about after meditation, if you say, oh, this is my chair, I was sitting there 1 hour, this is mine, I'm taking it home. But in this hour, if you say conventionally, this is my chair, which is okay, then you can put your jacket or something, this is my reserve chair, which is totally fine. But if you put I into that chair, rest of your life, that is the issue. Most of our problem, ego-related. Ego-related. So my point today, therefore, please kill your mind. As she said, be gentle. Gentle way we had to kill it. Loving way we had to kill it. Then you can live your life. Any thoughts and any questions? Thank you. So then, what is the benefit after that? So I realized the benefit is we become so humble. You know, yesterday my brother Monk Bhante Rahul, he said, like, my generation, you know, I'm very humble to say that. Now more than 45 years being in the order, I'm a senior monk. So according to the order, I'm a very senior. But I act like a teenager. So he said yesterday, last night, sometimes you have to be careful. Because I cannot be so serious. When I go to Sri Lanka, always my sister is behind. You are in Sri Lanka. A little bit concerned about yourself. Why? If I'm not serious in Sri Lanka, people don't respect. Because I am a monk, I have to be serious, always in the pedestal. Because I'm not that kind of character. Because more I practice, more I'm melting myself. Does it make sense? More I'm killing myself, then more I feel relaxed and joyful. But the world, regular world, doesn't match. Why is that? Why? Regular people, ordinary people, that's the word, ordinary people need those fame, praise, and holiness. They need that. So a person who is really practiced, so humble, always bend down. But don't become a doormat. This makes sense? That's a very important statement. You can be humble, but don't become a doormat. If somebody trying to use you, hiss. But don't bite. Okay? Hiss, don't bite. That means giving the warning, don't play the game with me. Okay? Sometimes people think, oh, I'm so humble, I'm practicing loving kindness. No. Don't come and play with me like that. You will see what will happen. And it's very interesting, right, this practice. So after that, then you have your personality, then you have your loving kindness, then you are helping the world, then you are helping yourself, then you live in joy. How powerful that. I think you can do it. Because my goal, being here in this place, even this morning I was thinking to myself, why I am here? Why I am here in this place? I built this with all the support from the people, being the founder. Actually, I don't have any personal goals for my personal life. Only goal, actually, even I'm laying on the bed, I woke up, but I didn't get out from the bed. I'm just laying and thinking, oh, today, my another day today. Actually, why am I Blue Lotus? Then I realize I don't have any personal goals to get something for me. Only thing I have intention, I being here with my good intention, maybe other people receive so many benefits and also people make their life beautiful. That's the only thing. I really want to see so many little Buddhas in this room. Not this Buddha. So one day you can be this Buddha too. But I want to see so many little Buddhas here. I know sometimes we have so many annoying Buddhas here too. So I'm always see that too. There are so many annoying Buddhas also coming. Then I'm thinking, that is an annoying Buddha. That is the angry Buddha. So some people so sweet and kind, then I say the kind Buddha. So that annoying Buddha or angry Buddha, I use to see my practice. But if we have more angry Buddhas, then I have to talk about it. Otherwise, it's affecting to other people. Does it make sense? So therefore, please kill yourself with love and compassion and find inner joy. Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed this morning. One thing I want to let you know, now we have our healing unity garden outside. Everybody who came Saturday? Okay, people who didn't come Saturday, I'm always reminding, when you go out, go and respect to the healing garden, Buddha and Jesus and Mother Mary and Kuan Yin and all the, you know, spiritual leaders are there. Go and bow every time when you come to the temple, before you leave or before you come, and in, you know, you can bow and put your healing energy into that place. And also, don't forget to ring the bell for 3 times. Okay? So why you are ringing the bell? Calling for peace. So that means everybody paying attention to you when you are the bell. So many people walking by, you know, last week and after this, so many people, even they never come inside the building, they appreciated how beautiful this place you built for this community. So therefore, what I'm asking, I'm educating people coming few weeks, please put your loving energy into that place, because I want to see everybody come to this place and find some healing. Okay? So much, everybody. And please stand up.